Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, Reb Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avraham Alevi, and Rav Aaron Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Rav Meir Simcha Ben Leah Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Adem, Heim B'chol Anilvim Aleihem. And Yumadav Samech Vav Amir Aleph, it says in the Mishnah about the Kohen Gadol, Bo Eitzel Soirem Mishtaleach, Bo Lo Eitzel Soirem Mishtaleach, Soimech Shtei Yadav Olav, Umisvade V'chach Haya Omer, Ana Hashem, Chatu Avu Pashu Lefanecha Amcha Beit Yisrael, Ana Hashem Kaper Na. So he would do Smicha on the Soirem Mishtaleach, he'd be Misvade, and he would say, Oh Hashem, please, your nation has sinned. For you, forgive them. So he doesn't go into detail. He's not mefaret l'chait l'chaora. Why not? He should be. We paskin that if a person is misvade, he has to go into detail about the sin. Here he just says in general that the Jewish people sinned. You can't be mechalek between the vidui of a yachid and a vidui for Klal Yisrael, because the makor of this din of being mefaret is Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was vidui for Klal Yisrael. And you also can't say, oh, he doesn't know all the sins, so he can't be mefaret, but he wasn't even mefaret, he didn't even detail the ones that he knew about. So Zayit Kefrektus Fasemis, Alatar, and others. Also, we have to understand the vidui of the power of the Kohen Gadol. There also, there's no specifying, detailing the sins. And this is the vidui of the Kohen Gadol himself. Why isn't he mefarit the chait? The Rambam paskins, Bergalf mechus tshuva lacha aleph, that vidui includes regret and kabbalah ala asid. L'chora, why doesn't the vidui of Kohen Gadol include these elements? As the Mefarshim ask, where's the Charata, where's the Kabbalah Lasid? Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, the very beginning, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol mitzvah shavatorah, bein asay, bein lo ta'asay, all mitzvahs in the Torah, both mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lo ta'asay, im avra adam alachas mehem, bein bezad ve bein b'shkag, g'shiyas et shiv yashiv mechetu chayav l'svadu s'nei akel baruchu. When a person does any of these averis, whether it's bezit mezit, b'shokek, he has to do tshuva. When he does tshuva, he has to do vidui in front of lifnei hakel baruch hu, in front of God. Shenemar, as it says, isha isha ki yasu, man or woman when they do, etc. Visvadu es chatasam asher asu, ze vidui dvarim. They should say, they should be misvade on the sins that they did. That's vidui dvarim. Vidui is a mitzvah essay, and this vidui is a mitzvah essay. Case of misvadim, omar Hashem chatas levis pshat lufanecha, besisi kach v'kach. So you say that you sinned, you did this and this, etc. Skipping a little bit, v'chein ba'alei chatos, v'asham es beishem evin korban asem al shigigas and al zdonan em es karpalem v'korban amachi asu tshuva. So too, people who have to bring a chatas or an asham, and they bring their karbanos for their shogig or for their maize, and they don't get kapara until they do tshuva and they do vidui shenemar visvada asher chata aleho. They should do vidui for sinning. And also mechuyev mises based in, also have to do tshuva. Also chovel v'chavero mazik mamono, afo pisha shilem, person's chovel v'chavero mazik mamono, even though he paid, he's not miskaper until he does vidui. Yashov milasos kazela oilam. He has to vidui and he has to return and take upon himself never to do this again. Shenemar mikol chatos ha'adam, from all the sins of man. Ad kan midivrei harambam. It says mikol chatos ha'adam, and then the pasuk continues there, v'svada sher chata aleha. So it's interesting that we have a number of different yalfusos of vidui. We have the pasuk of Isha Risha Kiyasu, Visvadu is Chatasim Asherasu. That's the beginning of the Rambam when he says on every mitzvah essay or los essay, you have to say vidui. And then by Chatos and Ashamos, the Rambam quotes, cites the pasuk. Of Vihisvada Sherchata Aleha. And Chova Bechaver and Mazik Mimono, the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Mikol Chatos Ha'adam. And the question is the Lecha Mishnah asked, Kol Chatos Ha'adam is pretty inclusive. So why don't we just learn everything from Kol Chatos Ha'adam? V'huah din dava matzi l'rabui mehai kor de Kol Chatos Ha'adam ba'alei chatamos v'ashamos. So, the Kol Chatos Ha'adam, we could have also included the Baalei Chatos and Hashamos, that would include that as well. The Kol Chatos Ha'adam is everything. So why don't we need a different Yalfusa? Ela Shematza Dabar Yosem Refuash B'Chatos V'Hashamos. So we found an specific pasuk by Chatos and Hashamos, and therefore we use that pasuk. Then he goes the other way, he says. Once you have the pasuk by Chatos and Hashamos, when any of the other pasuk for Mikol Chatos Ha'adam, and he says that pasuk, we have a lot of drushes in the Sifri. So that's the Lecha Mishnah. That's more mefurish by Chatos and Hashamos, and therefore we quoted that pasuk, even though Chatos Ha'adam also includes that. The Chatos sins of Chatos, Erechai, B'Chatos, and Anasha. Now the Rambam says, in Hochas Maisa Karbanos, Misvada al Chatas Avon Chatas Val Asham Avon Asham. Your Misvada an Achatas, the sin of the Chatas, and an Asham, the sin of an Asham. And Alachatas Vav, the Rambam writes, Kesed Misvada, Omer Chatas, Evis Pshati, Vasisi Kach Vakach, Vachazati, Vachiv Lefanecha, Vzoka Parasi. How does he do Vidu? He says, Chatas, Evisi Pashati, and I did this and this, and I was Chozer Vachuva, and this is my Kapara. Haya carbon shlamim so mechbuchom makom shiutz men azar makom shchita v'yerlishen v'svada al shlam avon de reshevach. So he does vidui, and then Rambam continues that the shlamim, he's somech wherever he wants, he can do smicha. And he doesn't say vidui on the shlamim. He says vidu on the other karbanas, but he doesn't say vidu on the shlam, he just says divrei shevach. But again, what's the Rambam's lashon? Chatasi avisi pashati vasisi kach v'kach v'chazarti v'tshuva lefanecha. Here we don't have kabbalah lahaba, and we don't have charat ala avar. And instead we have what we don't find by other viduim, v'chazarti v'tshuva. Why dafka do we say that by karbanos and not by other viduyim? Uvim yuchad, we have to understand what appears from lashon of the Rambam, v'yirli she'ena misvada al shlamim, mehecha tesi, that you should be misvada. What type of vidu should there be on the shlamim? It's not coming for a sin. And then he says, okay, b'sedu, you say divrei shevach. That also requires iyun. What's pshat? Is there a din that you have to speak on the karban? What's divrei shevach b'makom vidui v'smaintis? What's the makor? What's it all about? Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafri Zayin, Sif Gimel writes, Tzorech L'Svadas Ma'umot, V'afilu Kishamal Mishlich Tzibur Hu Svada, Kvar Tzorech L'Amod, you have to say Vidui Ma'umot while standing, and even if you hear from the Shlich Tzibur, and he already was Misvada, you have to stand. The Makor Halacha of this Halacha is in Yuma, Damar Varam Dudi, Hava Kamina Kamid Shmuel, Vav Yasi, Bechimat Shlich Tzibur Vamar Aval Anachu Chatanuk, Kam Meikam. I was sitting before Shmuel, and when the Shlich Tzibur would get up to Vanachanu Chatanu, he got up, and he said, Shema Mina, this is the Iker of Vidui. So you see, you have to stand up for Vidui. The Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Dalet writes, since Vidui requires a Mida, you're not allowed to lean on anything. Because leaning is like Yeshiva. And the Prima Gadim says that if you did lean, if you did were Samech on something, you did lean on something, then you have to say it again. If the Yasar, Im Samech, Tzarechinim Yasar Yisvadu, you might have to, we're not sure. In Pri Chodosh, Ramam lo hitzrich lachzor hasvadus mumet. Al kopanim, if you need to do it again, to tzarechiyam. But al kopanim lechatchila, you have to stand up for the vidui. Frek the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, wait a second. If you have to stand up for vidui, and leaning is not standing up, leaning has the status of sitting, then by golly, how are you doing vidui on the karbanos? What with smicha? You have to do smicha b'chol kocho. The Rambam says that you are being misvad ala karban, and the smicha is b'chol kocho. So you're leaning. You're not standing straight. You're leaning. And it's b'chol kocho. If you would take the animal away, the guy would fall. So, how are you doing, if it's correct, the Magen Avraham, that since vidui requires a mida, you're not allowed to be lean on anything, then how does it work with the karbanos when you're doing smicha and leaning on the karban? So, Agon Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shlita, in his Birkas Mordechai in Yom Kippur, asked all these kashas. Many of them have been asked by others as well, and he presents the following mahalach. Why do you have to stand when you're doing vidui? We'll start with the last question. Why do you have to stand when you're doing vidui? So it would appear that the yisod din amida is from what it says in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Sheyachzor b'tshuva lifnei Hashem v'yisvado. Also the Rambam Halacha Aleph, Sheyasa tshuva v'yashuv meichad v'chayav l'svados lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu. There's this din of lifnei Hashem, and lifnei Hashem requires a midah, just like tefillah requires a midah, like it says in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah Perek Behei Halacha Beis. So according to this, it seems likely that since everything done with the karbanos is lifnei Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, is lifnei Hashem, so the din amidah beBeis HaMikdash is like the din of lifnei Hashem. Obviously, and yet, you can still do smicha on the karbanos. So if it's lifnei Hashem, then how are you doing smicha? So from Dante's Gedringen, that when there's a kiyum, din smicha atzma, when you're in kiyum, the din of smicha, even though the smicha is like yeshiva, it's not a stira lifnei Hashem. Because the din of lifnei Hashem requires the kavod of amida, but when there's a chova smicha, the yeshiva of the smicha isn't a lack of lifnei Hashem, and therefore it's not shver the kasha that we ask. How do you do vidui on the karbanos without a midah? Because the smicha of karbanos is different, because that's the tzur of this mitzvah. It's not goreya on the lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem requires the kavod of a midah, but if you're doing smicha, then that kavod is not required, because you're doing smicha. Smicha b'chol kocho, that's the kavod that you're giving. So normally, you have to do amida. You have to do vidui ba'amida. But if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, ala karbanos, and you're leaning on the karban, that smicha is a kiyum of the amida. The amida is midin lefnei Hashem, and so too this smicha. It says in the Sifra va'yikra perak aleph b'risa dalet v'ein li ala nashim shel nashim minayin ela shel Yisrael shel nach v'shel avadim minayin se'et shemotin yasa smicha shein smicha ala be'baylim. this sifra excludes goyim from smicha. Smicha is bebailim, and the goyim akum are memuat from this din smicha. The Rash Mishantz explains that the reason is that since when a person is being somech, he's misvad al chatas avon chatas. When you bring a chatas, you're misvad of the sin. You did that required to bring the chatas, and the same for the asham. And he says, "Anan Ashlamim, he'd be misvada." Also, Lachori argues here with the Rambam, because the Rambam says you don't do vidui al Ashlamim. Here he says you do. Aval akum bar kapalav bar kaparu b'karban. But a goy isn't a bar kapara. He's not getting kapara with this carbon. A goy can bring his neder and a dava, but he's not getting kapara, and therefore there's no smicha, because the smicha is part of the kapara, and an akum is not bar kapara. So the chore we have to understand. How come, why don't we just split the two up? Let him do smicha without vidui. You're right, he's not a bar kapara, but what, smicha is not an independent mitzvah? Why is the chova smicha talui in the chovas vidui? See the same thing in the Torah's Kohanim. The board the chova perakim will brise a dalad with some chiyad al rosh apar the rabbos par yom akipurim smicha. Alodinu ma ze uma im ze sheino ton shnei viduim veino toin ana ton smicha par yom akipurim she ton shnei viduim veton ana eino din she yiton smicha. For carbon that doesn't require two viduis, requires smicha, parshe yom kippurim, which is, requires viduis, it certainly requires smicha. Why are viduis mochiach ala smicha? They're two separate dinim, they're two separate chovas, what does one have to do with the other? So, memuzugin, as they say in liquid, we have to say that smicha itself is medine vidui. And that's what the Rash Mishatz meant. That if the Nachrim don't have Vidu, they also don't have Smicha. And that's also what the Torah's Kohanim means. That if somebody's not Misvada, he's not Somech. And the more a person's Chayv in Vidu, the more he's Chayv in Smicha. There's a Kesher between, there's a linkage between Vidu and Smicha. Rambam Zalashan, Perek Gimel Mehilchas Maisa Karbanos, Halacha Yadala Tesva, Viketzat Somech. If my carbon kodesh kadoshim amid batzaf of some shtei other ben shtei karnav misvad al chatas oven chatas al chatas oven chatas val oshem oven oshem. So how does he do smicha if the carbon was kodesh kadoshim? He puts it in the north, he puts his two hands on between its horns, and he's misvad al chatas, the sin of the chatas, and then the oshem, the sin of the oshem oshem. How is he misvadeh? So when the Rambam says ketzat somech, Rambam says, Ketzad Misvadin, because that's the Kiyum Din Smicha to be B'Shas Vidui. The Heim Heim Advarim that we've been saying, that there's a linkage between Smicha and Vidui. So now, it's even more clear what we said, that the Smicha B'chol Kocho is not a stira to Lifnei Hashem, because Smicha is Medinei Vidui. So if that's what the vidui requires, you can't tell me not to do smicha when there's vidui, because you're not standing properly. That's part of the vidui. And obviously you can't ask about it to learn from here to other viduyim, because other viduyim, there's no kiyum din smicha, and therefore they have to have bilifnei Hashem while standing up. So now, Magaita Trit Vaiter, we're going to take a step further. As they say in Borough Park, and say as follows, that there are really two dinim v'chalukim hem b'yisod gidram, that they used to say in Brisk. There's a din vidui, which is part of the Maisa Tshuva, and there's a din vidui, which is included in the kaparas, in the karbanos, and their kapara. Vidui midin Tshuva, vidui midin karbanos. Rambam perakim omi Maisa karbanos, ketzad misvadim omel chatasi, ovisi, poshati, vesisi kach v'chach, v'chazarti v'tshuva lefanecha, v'zo kaparasi. So he already was chozer v'tshuva lefanecha before he brought the carbon. Was pshat chazarti v'tshuva lefanecha, I did tshuva. Tshuva obviously includes vidui, right? So he already did tshuva. So why does he have to say another vidui? So we have to say that besides the vidui that's part of the ma'arechet, it's part of the system of tshuva, there's a din mesuyim u'miyuchad b'karbanos, they have to do vidui with smicha. And that's a din nosav, that's an additional din, that's nogea lehilchas kapara shel karbanos bilvad, that's only nogea to lehilchas kapara of karbanos. The etzem nusach, as is brought in the Rambam, in hilchas ma'isa karbanos, is miyuchad lekarbanos bilvad. Because this nusach of a chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha and v'zu kaparasi, you only say this in the vidui of karbanos, and it's not shayach to the other viduyim. So the etzem amira requires explanation. What's the vidui here, and what's the need for it? But you see that there's a different nusach in the vidui of the karbanos than there is on regular than there is for regular vidui. And that would appear that those are the different makaros that the Rambam brought for vidui, that for achatas hayachid, why does he have to, when an individual sins, his din to be misvades mehilchas tshuva? There the Rambam brings the pasuk of misvadu as chatasam asher asu, vidui of karbanos chatas and karbanos asham. The Rambam brings the pasuk of misvada asher chata alea, because it's more mefurish like the Lechem Mishnah. It's not only because it's more mefurish like the Lechem Mishnah says, but it's a different din vidui. It's vidui ala karbanos. And also we can understand now why the Rambam didn't mention in the vidui of karbanos charata and kabbalah. Because only when you're talking about vidui mitoras tshuva, there's a din of kabbalah and charata. And when the Rambam says that you have to have charata and boshti b'davarze, etc., that's when the vidui is part of the ma'isa tshuva. Ma'ashen kein vidui of karbanos, he's not coming to be makayim the tshuva. Adarabba, he says that he already did tshuva, and he did tshuva with vidui. And the whole din is that he should say what this karban is coming to be mechaper for. Not part of the tshuva. So he says this karban is going to be mechaper for X, and he's mevakesh. He asks that it should be mechaper for him. So here, this vidui, this doesn't require kabbalah charata and kabbalah. It's not mitaras ma'is tshuva. It's mitzad atzmo b'fnei atzmo, and therefore there's a different nusach. Omer chatasi avisi pashati v'sisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. I already did tshuva, but now I'm saying vidui. I did this and this. I sinned before you. So he's only doing this vidui, and there's no charata and there's no kabbalah lahaba, because this is a vidui on the carbon, and that has a different din than vidui of tshuva, where there has to be charata ala avar and kabbalah ala haba. And now maybe we can understand the inyan of divrei shevach and the karban shlamim. Rambam says v'yirali. Yirali means that he doesn't have a mefurish hamakor in the shas, and it's his own chiddush. And the yirali is that he's not misvada al shlamim, but he says divrei shevach. So it could be that we have by karban a din that you have to say why you're bringing this karban. So for other karbanos, it's for sin. So you mentioned the sin. Here there's no sin. You're just saying divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you're bringing this karban. That's why you wanted to bring this shlamim. And memela, that's what you have to say on the karban. This is amira that you have to say on the karban, explaining why this karban is coming. And that's the shevach that you say on the karban shlamim. You're makir tuva v'chazdo shalamakom. You want to bring this karban. So therefore you're being mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all he's done for you. So we have some more to explain, but we have some Yisodos Gedolim here in Inyanei Vidui and Smicha, and we should be Zocha Lilmo Dulalame Lishmar Velasas Elokayim Kol Divrei Samu Tarasu B'Ahava Amen B'Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the ratzon to complete this shir and explain some more Inyanim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.